And welcome to Trump Watch. I'm Paul DiRienzo. Welcome joining us on the stream. Tell your friends if you're listening, WBAI.org. Go to our live stream right now where this program is available and will be later archived on SoundCloud and iTunes. I'm Paul DiRienzo. And again, as I say, this is Trump Watch. And so much happening in the world today, it's almost impossible for one show, one program alone, to focus on all the things that are occurring in the world of Trump, which shows that although Donald J. Trump might seem to so many an incompetent, incompetent boob, maybe that's the word I'm looking for, I'm pulling it out of midair, he, in fact, is smarter than we might give him credit for, in that his agenda is being pushed forward relentlessly, as we just heard on the issue of reproductive rights and legal access to abortion. In the last program, we are seeing tremendous loss of ground in that area alone, and where folks are finding it difficult not only to get reproductive care, but to get any health care at all. Now, at the same time, we have people going to meet, allegedly, we don't know if it's going to happen, in Korea, in North Korea, trying to negotiate a peace deal in North Korea, when it seems more and more like the so-called peace deal is just more of the inter-imperialist rivalry and has very little to do with peace. We're looking at what's happening with the our rights here in America as people like Samantha Bee come under attack, and their rights, the rights of football players to take the knee are proscribed, and freedom of speech is even more proscribed under the Trump administration. So these things are happening. They go beyond what we can talk about sometimes with one or two guests. So I tried to find a guest who would bring it all together into one. And I thought, what better than a board member and director of the upcoming Left Forum, which is happening in New York City tomorrow, Friday, the next day, June 1st, and June 2nd, and June 3rd, at John Jay College, and where people are giving, where there are going to be many, we're going to hear more about the details, but many, many folks are going to be giving presentations on all the different aspects of life under Trump and what to do about it. So to talk about this, here's my guest, Samantha Desire of the Left Forum. Welcome to Trump Watch.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Yes. Samantha, welcome to the program. Could you tell us a little bit about the background on the Left Forum and what the agenda is going to be this weekend?
Yes, I can just give you just a little summary about our theme that we went with this year. We called it Towards a New Strategy for the Left, and it was basically inspired by the Trump presidency and what it has opened us up to. Basically, you sorry?
No, go ahead. Continue.
And that, you know, it brought about some of the more dangerous and oppressive aspects of American life. And, you know, thinking about what place our own movement have in, you know, Trump's America and what we can do to try our best to turn it around. What does that look like? You know, in our statement here, we try to ask we seek to answer these questions. What is a winning strategy? What does that look like? Can that even be defined? We're hoping that, you know, folks can do their panels and just maybe connecting what they're discussing together can come up with something like this. And during the plenaries also, we intend to address the overall theme of a winning strategy for the left.
And Samantha, could you give us some idea of who's going to be presenting? What are some of the what's happening at the plenaries? Who's going to be there, and what's going to be happening at the various programs that are held over those 3 days?
Yes, so you know we're going to have 280 panels. So over the course of the 3 days, so it's going to be a fun packed panel selection. And we're hoping that folks will find something that will interest them. But for the plenaries, the opening one, which is tomorrow, it'll be moderated by Rick Wolf. It's called A Broken System, How We Got Here.
And what time will that be happening? Where, when will that be happening?
Yes. Oh, yes. So the entire conference is going to be held at John Jay College in Midtown Manhattan. And tomorrow's opening plenary is going to start at 6 o'clock. And it will be, like I said earlier, Rick Wolf moderating, Jane Sanders is speaking, as well as Jumaane Williams and Gail McLaughlin.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit, give us some background on some of these speakers? Who are they, and what do you think they'll be talking about a little bit anyway?
Oh, yeah, cool. So Rick Wolf has a program, Democracy at Work, and which is also the name of all his pages, where he discusses, you know, various political issues. He's a known leftist, and he speaks on mainly economic issues, but also just in general about, you know, like where, but just different changes through the left. And he has an event that he holds at Judson Memorial Church, which is where he basically touches upon the issues that he discusses on his show, but in more in depth. So
I see. So what is the focus of the plenary? Is it an organize to organize people, or to, what is the purpose of this plenary?
Yes. So the plenary, we seek to address some of these questions, like what does the resistance alone, does resistance alone work towards the ultimate goal of social change?
Right.
Like what do we need to build broad coalitions for, freedom and justice, and to strengthen each other in our efforts to push like these reactionary demagogues, like our current president, to push them back into obsolescence? Mm-hmm. You know, and how can we build, if it's possible, a global movement of resistance, which will bring us together and, you know, all our movements together, fighting similar issues, and then which will eventually lead to a new society, hopefully. How do we envision left unity and power building in 2018 and beyond that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do we envision for that? So, these are just a general scope of what we hope to address. At the plenary, hopefully the dialogue will go in a direction where they'll be able to go further into it and maybe present a little more about it.
Could you tell us more details? If someone wanted to participate, how do they participate at this point? Is there a website where folks can go and sign up and register? Do they get tickets? How is it done?
Oh, yes. Well, if you want to attend the conference, there's no separate tickets for the plenary. So once you're in the conference, you can go to the plenary. If you want to attend the conference, you can go online to register. Today is the last day to register online, so we're going to close registration today. And then after that, tomorrow, you can register on-site.
What is the website for now, for today?
It's www.leftforum.org. And on the top of the website, you can go to the conference, the different sections of the conference, get tickets. Click on that link, and it will take you right to the page where you can buy your ticket. And on the different pages, there are registration buttons, so no matter where you land on the website, you'll have an opportunity to register.
So the ticket gets you in, and then you once you're inside, you can go to any of the conferences that you want, basically.
And any events that are being held at the conference.
I see. So,
if there are any rooms that are full, there will be overflow for the plenary.
I see. Okay, great. And so so basically that's it. You come get your ticket for one. Can you get a ticket for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days separately, or for the whole package? Or how's
there
that
are
done?
1 day tickets available for Saturday and for Sunday, and then there are the complete weekend tickets. We don't have a 1 day ticket for Friday because it's a shorter day,
mm-hmm.
and it's really mainly just like a few special events and then the plenary.
Where's John Jay College located?
Yes, John Jay College is located very close to Lincoln Center. It's on West 59th Street, on 11th Avenue.
I see.
So then, yes.
So could you tell us, Samantha Desire, a little bit more about maybe some of the other conferences? I noticed that when I went to your website that they're categorized in groupings, different areas.
Yeah, different forums. So I wanted to just first let folks know that there's the Saturday plenary and the closing one. So we're going to have one plenary each day.
All right. And the closing plenary is on Sunday.
The closing plenary is on Sunday. Okay. On Saturday, we have Silvio Federici, Juan Gonzalez, Gerald Horn, Paul Jay, George Cicarillo, Mayor. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be presenting on a plenary called One Fight, Many Fronts. And that will be followed by a book signing. So that's exciting. And then the closing plenary, we're going to have Kathy Dang, Kali Okuno, Bairavi Desai, Jamu Baraka, and Mark Winston Griffith.
All right. How would you say? You say this is a pretty. Would you say this is a pretty fair cross section of the American left, if you would call it that?
Or yeah, definitely. And you know, also keeping in mind, like when you're planning a conference, you have a combo of the folks you have access to, and then the folks who are available, and then we try to make sure that we have a representative of, you know, the people who are. You know, part of the American left and the various groups and movements that comprise, that make up the left.
How do you become a presenter? How do you, how does a group or a group of individuals actually do that, go about doing
that? A few months before the conference, a couple of months before the conference, our co-directors, Marcus and Ashley, put out a call for panels. And there's a link on the website where you can go in and click on that there. There's a PDF. This year we had it a little bit different because our website has undergone a massive change, a complete new look, and we're still kind of in the process of working out those kinks, so we have to change a little bit. But yes, there is a form that you fill out, you put in an abstract, the name of your speakers, and then you go, your panel would be submitted for consideration for the conference.
I see. And then you guys choose who can go? Who can have the conference in the end? Is there more people who want conferences than actually occur?
There's been a few times where that has happened because, you know, we have a limited amount of classroom space that's given to us by John Jay.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to work with that, and sometimes we have to make a call. But we, more often than not, for the most part, most people who submit a panel, they're approved.
I see.
We've rarely had to issue any rejection.
Any controversial points? Any you know, alt-right groups or groups that you decided were not proper for the forum? Is there any notable exceptions to that?
This year, no. I can say that we haven't had any alt-right groups or anyone who's really just trying to troll us and submit a panel to a left conference.
That's good.
In the past, a couple have snuck through. In the past, when we had a more relaxed approval process. And, you know, and we in the forum rightfully got called out for it. So we have been, you know, taking greater care in combing through the submissions.
Right, because we know
that the space is welcoming for everyone.
Right. There have been folks like this Project Veritas and others have gone out there and, fake that they're leftists and then penetrate and film people and things like that. So you're right. So good. No, I'm glad you're doing that. But it's glad that it's so democratic, that so many people do get this opportunity and you have a democratic expansive view of what the left is, which is great. A couple more minutes, Samantha. Desire, could you go back to telling us a little bit about the different what can people expect as far as some of these panels? What are some, in your mind, just what are some of the memorable panels you think that'll be occurring?
Oh, there's so many good ones. So one I'm really looking forward to is called Building a Left Movement of Youth Through Comprehensive Hip-Hop Development Programs. And that one is going to be, it's sponsored by All Revolutionary Cues. And the panelists are Louis Jefferson, Kareem Dennis, and the members of Rebel Diaz, a hip-hop group. Mm-hmm. So they're presenting a panel. And also with them, this is just an example of the fact that we have a lot more youth-led panels and about various topics like that, like about, you know, the arts and infusing that into left movements and how you can make that as a tool. There's another one called U.S. Threats and Fake News on North Korea. Mathia Benjamin is on that panel. Deidre Griswold, Stanfield Smith, Joe Jameson. There's so many good ones. Russiagate, Muzzling the Black Left and the March to War.
Right, right. Oh, I saw there's one on Assange I saw with Randy Credico and Dennis Bernstein and the rest of the activist group.
Yeah, he'll be there. And he's also doing his comedy show at the Black Box Theater. And our music program is pretty robust this year. So this is also exciting. And we have a music and arts comedy show included in that. So he'll also be doing that. He has his panel and his comedy show, Randy Credico.
All right. Randy Credico will be there. Good. Excellent. So again, just to summarize, Samantha Desire, tell us where people should go. Let's say they don't get on the internet today, but get to the program tomorrow. Where should they go, and who should they talk to get in?
Everyone should know you can come right to John Jay and register on site if you don't have time to get on the computer and look for anything. We have printed program guides, so if you don't have any technology, that won't stop you from getting information about the conference. Also, Le Forum, we have been trained to make it a sanctuary space, so we have opened it up even more for folks to feel safe to be there. And
sanctuary space.
Email us if you have any questions.
Yes. What do you mean by sanctuary space?
So, with some of our friends at New Coalition, they ran a training program where you taught us ways that you can make the space, the sanctuary space, so it won't be, it's to the best of our abilities, of course, open for outside agents to come in and threaten the safety of undocumented folks who might attend the conference.
Oh, I see. Right. So there is some. That's interesting. So you're prepared in case ICE agents or somebody like that tries to come in and raid one of your conferences. For example,
yes.
There is one on immigration with Ravi Ragbir and others who I noticed in the list.
Yes.
I see. So you're handling you're talking about immigration. So all the different issues, it seems like everything, reproductive rights, immigration, Korea, militarism, Middle East.
Puerto Rico. Gaza, you name it, there's a panel going on those topics.
All right, great. So folks, you should show up. What time tomorrow does everything begin?
Tomorrow, registration opens at around 3 o'clock, but I think the first, I definitely recommend folks coming in early, as early as possible, getting that out of the way if you can, just attending, taking it easy. Of course, Saturday is when we'll have the exhibition, so they should come again the next day if they want to see some of the booksellers. And then Saturdays and Sundays, we start at 10 with the panels. Of course, folks can come in a little earlier if they want.
All right, great. Samantha Desire, so glad to have you on the program, and hopefully I'll catch you this weekend at the Left Forum at John Jay College in New York City. I appreciate you.
Yes, hope to catch you there. Yes, and come enjoy the music at the Black Box Theater when you're there.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Samantha Desire, director of the Left Forum, which is putting on this fascinating and very diverse conference this weekend at the John Jay College. Again, the leftforum.org. Our next guest coming up in just a moment is another left-wing organization that's involved in the resistance, very prominently involved in the resistance to the administration of President Donald J. Trump. Returning to join us again is Carl Dix from the Revolutionary Communist Party, and they are talking about a separate event they're having on Saturday, where they're showing some videos, and folks are going to be talking about their movement and what the RCP has planned. So welcome, Carl Dix, to Trump Watch.
Thank you for having me on, Paul.
Right. Thanks for coming again. I lost track, second or third time. And we're old buddies now. We've been on talking about this for a long time. Carl, can you tell me exactly what's going on and with this presentation, and why are we doing it? Why is it important to do?
Okay. What's going on is that we are showing the film of an important talk by Bob Avakian titled "The Trump-Pence Regime Must Go. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. A better world is possible." It's going to be shown Saturday at 6 o'clock at St. Peter and St. Andrew Church, which is located at 263 West 86th Street in Manhattan, just west of Broadway. We're going to watch the one-hour film, 1 hour plus, it's 1 hour and 5 minutes, and that's going to be followed by discussion amongst a panel of discussants on this, and then a discussion between the panel and the audience. And we are doing this because many more people need to confront the reality that humanity faces right now. And that reality is that we are up against a fascist regime wielding power in society that is moving ahead in a determined way to hammer full-on fascist rule into place in this country. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen it on a number of fronts. Just looking at the last couple of days, I mean, immigrant children being ripped from their mother's arms on the border between the U.S. and Mexico, with the mothers being put in detention immigrant detention centers that are like concentration camps, and then the children being put into the foster care system here in this country, and many of them even disappearing in that. And all of this is aimed at even trying to keep people from trying to get to this country, even legally applying for asylum. At the same time, threats of war with Iran, preparations for a summit in North Korea where they're talking about peace, but that peace shrouds a gangster-like demand that North Korea give up its nuclear weapons or else. And the demand is coming from the country with the most nukes in the world and the only country that has used nuclear weapons against people at any point in history. We could talk about the whipping up of and justifying of white supremacy, both from the president himself, because Trump's response to the National Football League telling its players that they can no longer take a knee in protest of police brutality during the national anthem, that they must participate in enforced patriotic, a staging of enforced patriotic sentiment, so, or stay in the locker room.
These
and
are
then
all things-
Trump piles on and says, maybe you shouldn't even be in the country if you don't want to stand up and proudly support the anthem. So all of this is going down, and it's all horrible. But they are not just isolated, independent horrors. They are actually all part of a move to hammer fascist rule into place that's very rooted in the history of this country. And in this film, Avakian is going to talk about why we say this is a fascist regime and give a scientific analysis of that, because he's not going to wield it as an insult, but actually analyze what this regime is, how it developed, and what it has to do with the history of this country, because all of the horrors that Trump is intensifying right now are very deeply rooted in the very way this system operates, but he is taking it to another place, and a place that is very dangerous for all of humanity. And he's going to talk about what can and must be done to stop it before it's too late.
He's not a buffoon, Trump. I mean, everybody seems to think he's a buffoon. He's just whatever he does ends up in chaos and disaster. And if anything, the real problem with Trump is what might happen by accident because of the things he
says.
Well,
look, Trump has very clear clownish aspects. But you could say the same thing about Adolf Hitler. Hitler also had a strategic thrust of how to impose fascist rule in Germany, and how to try to get Germany in the dominant position in the world. Well, what Trump is doing is he is strategically moving to hammer fascist rule into place, and people apply the wrong criteria. They say, well, he hasn't achieved many legislative victories. Well, he's not trying to pass laws. He's trying to hammer fascist rule into place. He's attacking the truth. And he actually has it at the point where the lies that roll regularly off his lips are believed by tens of millions of people in this country. And they are whipping up a base and working to put into place policies that will enable them to take away the rights of people to stand up and protest. And I mean, today it's the NFL players. At the same time, it's people protesting pipelines, like at Standing Rock and other places, where they're passing laws where protesters can be run over by people if they're protesting in the street. All of this stuff is going down, so people need to actually look at what's at stake here and not view it as, well, the elections didn't come out too good, but this next election, we'll recoup our losses here and get things back to normal.
Right.
First off,
isn't that sort of an uphill, Carl, a little bit of an uphill struggle in the United States with its long tradition of going to elections and waiting for elections and believing that why upset a system with you might win next time and they'll be trying to upset you? How do we get by that? America's long history of doing things to other countries, but at the same time, it itself not you know, having a feudal past and not having really a built-in hatred toward of the common man towards the government.
Well, that's part of the importance of this film, because Avakian goes into what's the real history of this country. He takes you through slavery. He takes you through the genocide against the native inhabitants and how that has been what this country has done to tens of millions of people here in this country and many, many more millions around the world.
It'll never be forgiven. And slavery can never be forgiven. It's something that made a permanent rationale for overthrow of the society.
Well, no, the point is we're still living the effects of that because the suppression of black people did not end with the end of slavery. By itself, having enslaved millions of people, worked them for nothing, and Avakian gets into this in the film, is a horrific crime against humanity, but the subjugation of black people continued from there, and other people were also subjugated. He speaks to the way in which the immigrants have been dealt with in this country, created as a lower tier of the workforce, savagely exploited, but also chased to the margins of society.
Okay, we
he
have to...
to the U.S., the role of the U.S. around the world.
We have to
and
wrap
people
up.
People need to get this and get confront the actual reality, and this film will help them do that.
And where
and
when?
It will challenge people to act to stop it. So again, Saturday at 6 o'clock at St. Peter and St. Andrew Church at 263 West 86th Street in Manhattan, just west of Broadway. Be there to hear the discussion among the panelists who include Herb Boyd.
Myself, right? I guess I'll be there
as well.
NDZ. Yeah.
And be there with your questions and comments off the film.
All right. Thank you very much, Carl Dix, for joining us. This has been Trump Watch. I'm Paul DiRienzo. You can get this on iTunes and SoundCloud. And I'll see you next week here on the radio.